This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I'm talking again today about discontentment, this disease that affects millions of people. Why is it that we are not content with life? What's wrong with the fact that we desire so many things? I spoke about this yesterday. The discontented person looks at the world and says, I deserve something better than this. Now, do you know that today's world and culture shouts at us that enough is not good enough, that we've got to have more and more? And who says that's true? In fact, it's almost like from the day we're born, we're trained to be not content with our lot. It's strange. The more we have, it seems, the more discontent we become. It is very strange. We always think that the grass is always greener on the other side. Have you heard the old saying, as a rule, man's a fool. When it's hot, he wants it cool. And when it's cool, he wants it hot. Always wanting what is not. I like what Max Licardo in one of his books says, if your happiness comes from something you deposit, that you drive, you drink or digest, then face it, you're in prison. The prison of want. Are you always wanting one more thing? I'll be happy when I'm wealthy, when I'm married, when I'm rich. But when the new car smell fades and the neighbour's got a bigger TV, that prison, says Max Licardo, gets darker. And his comments, Licardo's comments, are very similar to C.S. Lewis, who some generations earlier said, if I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. And what he meant was that God had placed in his heart the need for himself. Very similar to what the great saint, Saint Augustine, prayed. God, you've made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. So we are discontent. Why? Because we have failed to thank God for so much that he's given us. So we want more than we should have, and if we don't find answers, our inner discontent can actually result to something pretty negative: sickness, anxiety, depression, or a case of the blues. And we may not feel fulfilled in life, and relationships with our family, with our friends, is not working out. We've got a lousy job. Our finances are stretched, or we have this sense of low self-esteem. So what are we supposed to do? Well, Rudyard Kipling was a great writer and poet. Many, of course, still recognise his name today. He made a lot of money, and one day a reporter came to him. Mr. Kipling, I've just read that someone said that the money you make from your writings amounts to over $100 a word. Now, remember, this is the early 1900s, so he was certainly very wealthy. Well, Mr. Kipling raised his eyebrows, really. He said, I wasn't aware of that. And the reporter reached into his pocket and pulled out $100. Here's $100, Mr. Kipling. Now, you give me one of your $100 words. Well, the gifted Mr. Kipling, Rudyard Kipling, looked at the $100 bill, took it out, folded it up, put it in his pocket and said, thanks. That's all. Thanks certainly is a $100 word, isn't it? It's probably worth more like $1 million today. The one word, thanks. It's often forgotten. We need to say thanks more often for what we already have, and I think we then start to learn to be content. And the Bible has some wonderful statements to help us, and none better, I think, than Philippians 4:11-13, when the Apostle Paul said, I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little or as much, or with much as with little. I've found the recipe of being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything with the help of Jesus. So here was Paul, a follower of Jesus Christ. He was actually shackled in prison, in a prison cell, stating this view. He said, I have learned to be content because I know, he said, through Jesus as my friend and my Saviour, I can get through. And similar to what it says in 1 Timothy, godliness with contentment is great gain. That's 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. So you see, contentment doesn't always come naturally. You've got to learn, got to work at it and practice at it. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that we are discontented people. We need to learn to relax and enjoy and say thank you, God, for what you've given us. Amen.